So this picture right here is a picture of what 50 plus acres looks like in the desert. And you know, we were just as guilty as most people. If you're not a native out west, like Arizona, Nevada, Utah, places like that, mainly Nevada and Arizona, excuse me. That is what, and this is what 50 plus acres looks like. That is a lot of land, and we were, excuse me, let me get this for a second here. We were like a lot of people, assuming that the desert has a specific climate, you know, everywhere, no matter where you live in the desert, there's no trees in the desert. Yada yada yada, and that's so not true. This is a photo of what 50 plus acres looks like with trees. That's right, there are trees, untouched. They call it virgin land, untouched land with trees, and that's what it looks like. And we are always, excuse me, under the impression that. You know, because most people say, oh, have you ever lived out in the desert? It's really hot. It's like in the hundreds. And, you know, and that is so not true. The house we have is not in a location where it's 100 degrees plus in the summers. It's actually just depends on the elevation of the area of the property that you have. That will end up equaling what the weather will be like year round. And we had noticed a lot of houses in a certain area where we had began looking before contract had no AC and couldn't understand that. Always assuming, excuse me, that it's hot, it's in the hundreds out in the desert, and you know, yada yada yada, and so wrong, you know, so wrong. It depends on the elevation, and that will deter the climate that you'll be living in. I'm happy to say the air quality and the index, which is used, generated per state with hardcore facts, scientific research, you know, with the past years have shown as far as temperature and weather and that part of the desert where the hottest it will get is 82 degrees. That's it. With an average of like 80, 79, 80 in the summer. Peak July, August. Air quality, they go from one being the absolute worst to 100 being the best, an air quality 84, which exceeds 85% of the rest of the United States. So this is interesting for those looking, making major changes in your life. You're taking your family, you're making a major change of where you live, whether you're on the East Coast and you're going to move to the West Coast, whether you're on the West Coast, you're going to move to the East Coast, whether you're going to move out of the country. Whatnot, whether it's because of your passions and dreams and your desires of where you really want to lay your roots and your final place of where you're going to move. And then some who transfer, excuse me, have to transfer, relocate with their job, with their employer. Always do your research. Do a lot of research. Don't just look at the property, you know, and the inspection, or if you're going VA loan like we have, and we have the VA loan, you know, the inspector for the VA. Look at the climate. Do your research. There's plenty of data, scientific research data based off of year-round in each environment, each state, in each city, of what you can look forward to, what's going to be your climate as far as precipitation. My Lord, I'm sick, excuse me. You can see how much rain, if you're going to have snow year round, the wind, what's it, you know, just in general, the air quality, how many sunny days you're going to have. Look at the crime. There's a lot of websites that will provide the crime data information based off of police reports and that over the past year, 2 years. I think it goes back 3 years. What kind of crime? Is there any problems in the area? Don't forget when you move out into desert land. Look to see, are you able to get a good cell phone signal? Are you getting, is there a lot of towers? Are people getting good service through their cell phone? Are they able to get any type of television service? More likely Dish. Like Dish Network is who we go through, and they are actually a provider where we're going to be relocating and moving. So that's another area that you need to look at and make sure we did it right this time around. We weren't rushed. We waited for the right signs. We figured when the right property comes along, we're going to know. And it's the truth. It will happen. Let the good Lord decide when it's time. Don't push things and push issues and push looking for a home when maybe it's not the right time. You may have other things in your life that you are dealing with, and doors may start closing on you when you're trying to open them. And that's just basically, the universe letting you know it's just not the time right now to move and relocate and buy a home. But look for the signs when it's meant to be, and I'm going to say this by our experience of what we're going through right now, when it's meant to be, it's going to be meant to be, and there's not going to be any hurdles and major things that you're going to encounter. And you're going to see that light at the end of the tunnel, and one day it's going to be right in front of you. So heed the signs, seize the moment as well. When the opportunity comes, don't procrastinate. If it feels right, go with your gut instinct. Your gut instincts are never, ever, 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 ever going to steer you wrong. I've never had one gut instinct ever steer me wrong. Go with your gut instincts. But most importantly, do your research. Don't just go by the disclosure. Don't just go by what the realtors, providing or the sellers, information. Research the whole area where the property you're interested in. Research the environment. If you have respiratory or have health issues and it relies on clean air, cleaner air, and not a polluted city or whatnot, make sure you research where you're going to relocate and where you're going to move. Make sure that your final resting place, your final home, your final property, make sure that it's 100% going to work for you.